From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Most Americans aren't losing sleep over the parts of the new anti-terrorism law that stripped the federal courts of the power to review the president's neo-fangled system for interrogating and trying terror suspects. And most Americans aren't worried that the new law limits appeals by detainees. After all, in the wake of 9/11, we need to protect ourselves from foreign extremists bent on blowing us to kingdom come. We're not likely to be imprisoned as enemy combatants, despite what we've said about Dick Cheney, so the limits placed on judicial review won't really affect us. Or will they? Over the summer, the Republican-controlled House also passed a bill that would bar federal judges from hearing challenges to the phrase "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance. And in the last two congressional sessions, Republican lawmakers have introduced bills to take away the power of the federal courts to hear cases involving everything from religious displays on government property to state laws regulating pornography. Not our problem, you say. We don't travel to red states with a penchant for decorating their courthouses with Charlton Heston memorabilia. And we would never, believe me, never, even think of visiting a website featuring bare Britney wannabes. So again, we have nothing to fear. Or do we? A while back, the GOP-run House also approved a measure that would close the federal courts to married gay couples seeking to have their marriages from one state recognized in another. And the proposed federal marriage amendment would strip state courts of the power to interpret their own state marriage laws to cover gay couples. We may not see the full picture yet, but there's a pattern emerging here, and it looks an awful lot like a partisan assault on our independent judiciary. By targeting unpopular groups and exploiting divisive issues, congressional Republicans are chipping away piecemeal at the power of the federal courts to review the actions of Congress and the president. Our right to fair and impartial justice is the real casualty of this short-sighted political attack. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.